www.TheFanWorks.com.
Talk Live, take control here, toll free, 855-453. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
All right, so 855-453. You can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So head on over there, and if you prefer Skype, well, I actually prefer Skype if you have it, so go ahead and plug us into your Skype. Again, our username, lrn.fm. Send us a contact request, and it will be approved, and it'll be easy for you to connect with us in that way. So going to start out with a story here. Now, for those of you who've listened to the show for a while, like for years, you've heard this story before. Not this exact story. And I'll tell you that what I'm going to share with you first is the news piece from BND.com. This is Troy, Illinois. The news piece that was written about an 11-year-old entrepreneur who is making has made herself a successful cupcake-making business. And so those of you who've listened to the show for a long time know what happens when a newspaper or news company of some sort, you know, television news or whatever,
right,
does one of these kinds of reports of like, hey, isn't this neat? Look at this young person and or right. this adult or whoever, this person who's doing this thing, and oh, this is so great. And it is great. And I'll tell you about this, and we'll share that story first. And then for those of you who've listened for a while, you know what comes next. You know what's going to happen to the 11-year-old girl in this story.
We should just phrase this as advice for parents. If, you know, the news media comes sniffing around, your kid's got a business, tell them no.
No. Just tell them no.
Don't do any news.
The publicity, you want the publicity, and I can't blame somebody for saying yes to an interview like this, but there's a real consequence to this level of publicity, and we'll give you that here in a moment. There shouldn't be.
No news media for you until you turn 18.
Well, even that's not going to help either, because even if she were 18, it would still be a problem. So we'll tell you here in a moment what happened to her, but let me give you the positive side of the story, which is the successful young entrepreneur. I mean, because that's cool when young people are allowed to kind of follow their passion. Mm-hmm. In this case, cupcakes can be a passion. Sure. There's actually a business here in Keene that's all about selling cupcakes, so it's not like it's...
I'm unaware.
You didn't know that. Well, actually, they sell other candy as well, but their big thing is these like really flavorful, customized kind of cupcakes that they do.
I know the ice cream store.
It's called Life is Sweet, the business downtown.
Okay. I thought they were candy. I guess I.
Seems like mostly candy, but they really push their cupcakes. Anyway, they've got some really unique stuff there too. So not to say so it can be done, right? Like
sure.
You can build a business of making cupcakes for people, and that's what this young lady did. Troy, Illinois. BND.com reporting. Chloe Sterling is banking enough cupcake bucks at age 11 that her mom, Heather, is a bit concerned. Mom said she'd match what I had in a savings account at 16 for a car, said Chloe, who's been making, selling, and donating cupcakes for 2 years. It's pretty serious, man. Right. I mean, this is not just some lemonade stand where you go out for a weekend or whatever or 3 hours. This is a 2-year-long process. You can do it.
I was just thinking of the have you ever heard of the Yo Mama So Statist meme?
No.
There's a meme that has gone around amongst libertarian circles, which is like, Yo Mama is so statist, she, and it's like something like makes you fill out a form to get your allowance, or, you know, like things like
right.
that. Just like imagine a parent as statist as possible. And when you said this thing about her matching the funds, my mind immediately went to like, Yo Mama's so statist. And then imagine if this woman like. The girl gets fined for her cupcake business, right? And then the mother just says, oh, well, you had that money in your account, but since the government took it, I'm going to have to take away my matching half.
Right. I hope that doesn't happen to this young
yeah,
lady.
Yeah, I really hope not either. But
pretty cool of her mom to offer that. And I think
sure,
that,
absolutely.
I think her mom maybe didn't really realize how she'd be able to pull this off. Heather laughed, not revealing how much has been put away, but this is her mom, says she's mm-hmm. a darn good saver. I thought, uh-oh, we may be in trouble. Working out of her family's kitchen, the sixth grader at Triad Middle School is busy almost every week with her business, Hey Cupcake. That's what it's called. She lost lost count of how many cakes and cupcakes she's created, but it's been hundreds, considering she also runs her own pet-sitting business, no bones about it, with about a dozen year-round clients, and plays soccer. Chloe has a full schedule. Now, there's some ancillary issues before we get to what the conflict is here in the story, and we'll continue, but some people will look at this, and we had Brett on last night from School Sucks Project, and we were talking about the kind of the bubble wrapping of children, basically, kind of putting all this safety stuff out there, preventing young people from maturing, preventing them from becoming more mature at an earlier age, and this kind of preservation of childhood. Like, you shouldn't be doing business. That's for grown-ups.
Right.
You should be out playing. Go out to the field and play. No business for you. But here she is with two businesses. She's got cupcake making and a pet sitting business. So, I mean, that's a very entrepreneurial spirit for a young lady, and I think that kind of stuff should be encouraged.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you would think that schools would teach things like useful skills, but they don't.
Like entrepreneurialism?
Yeah, sure, like entrepreneurialism, like how to actually balance your checkbook, how to maybe change the oil in your car, maybe how to do maintenance on your hot water heater, or how to repair a hole in drywall. You know, things that everyone needs to do who lives.
We could. We could have schools like that if we didn't have a one-size-fits-all government school system that forces a bunch of stuff down people's throats. I'm sorry, you don't need algebra to know how to pet sit or make cupcakes.
Right.
So you certainly don't need earth science or whatever to do those things. So on a recent weeknight.
Remind me, I have a comment to say about earth science and those things, because I think that they're still important to kind of know. And I think that there's a large contingent of people who are lacking some of these skills despite having gone through the school system.
So on a recent weeknight, she was perched on a chair at a kitchen counter, deftly piping a sparkling turquoise buttercream frosting out of a pastry bag and onto a giant cupcake. She says, when I started, I was really not stable with the bag. She's since learned to put the right amount of filling in the bag and work with the right tip. She's more than two dozen of them. Her vanilla frosting recipe is a secret, but it involves butter. She says, so what I do is make the cupcakes the night before, then come home and decorate them, she said. The cake that night was for her dad's 38th birthday. Heather is 36. Her mom, realtor, is amazed at her daughter's ability to improvise. She says she's never done one of those before, pointing to the big cupcake. I get nervous when she's making something for someone who's paying because I'm afraid it's not going to work out, but she always makes it come out beautiful. Chad, who works for a plumbing company, is a beneficiary of many of Chloe's baked goods. She says, when I make a mistake, I give it to my dad. Her sister, Sophia, is 8, and she's very excited. She says, we all get a cupcake in the end. Last birthday, Sophia also plays soccer, got a three-dimensional soccer ball cake. We cooked it forever, says her mom. Even so, the middle didn't get done. What to do? Well, we scooped it out and put pudding in it, said Chloe. Sophia liked it even better that way. Cupcake making has taken over the kitchen. A big KitchenAid mixer in the corner was given to the young baker by her grandmother and grandfather. But she says, I really need another one so I can make batter with one and icing with another. And this is what you do in business, right? You start out with X, and then you bring in extra capital because it makes your job easier.
Sure.
I've got seven computers in this studio, so we started with two or three or whatever, and just you add stuff. So again, that's kind of a common business thing.
And a tip here for you, and if you have to bake a three-dimensional cake, bake it in layers, and then you use the cake like bricks and the frosting to hold it together.
And then put it together, so bake it in layers, and then there you go. Heather said,
you watch Cake Boss on the Food Network.
She also added a second refrigerator and extra shelving for baking pans and supplies. Great Aunt Jennifer Jewer started Chloe down the path toward making cupcakes. She took me to a class at Michael's Crafts, so we made Valentine's Day cupcakes, she said. It was really fun, and I learned how to use a bag and mix colors. Chloe charges $10 for a dozen cupcakes and $2 for each specialty cupcake. But when a boy in her school was battling cancer in 2012, she donated the cupcakes for a fundraiser. So, I mean, this is like, she does all the things that a regular business does.
You know,
she's expanded her operation. She's donating to charity. She's got reasonable prices. I think if you were to go to the cupcake store in town, you'd probably see similar pricing on custom cupcakes. So we'll come back with more here. Now, again, this is the good side of the story about how successful this young lady's been with a two-year-long running business of making cupcakes. It's an awesome story. Unfortunately, publicity resulted in something very awful happening. And we'll share that coming up here in moments. You probably have guessed what it is. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 27th, 2014. Gold opened this morning at $1,266.20. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,312.43, $652.21 for a half ounce, or $328.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,312.43, $656.21, and $328.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free. 800-686-2237.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And that is the ProXPN toll-free line. You can get interactive with us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to do that. Free State Project, it's your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. Join together with other people who actually care about freedom. These people care about liberty so much they picked up their lives, as we did, and moved here to New Hampshire. There are over 1,500 people who are here now in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Over 15,000 are pledged to come here as part of the Free State Project. We want to get to 20,000 signing that pledge. So we're still working on hitting that goal. Once the Free State Project reaches 20,000, there'll then be a five-year window of time in which all 20,000 have to move here and get active. But as I say, there are over 1,500 already here. We're early movers. We decided we didn't want to wait, and it's a good thing we didn't, because it's been one of the best decisions of my life to join the Free State Project and make the move. I was born and raised in Florida originally, and yeah, I know it's cold in New Hampshire, but I don't think that's a bad thing, because it actually filters out the fair weather activists. And really, the cold seems to keep away a lot of the statist types from New Hampshire, I think. So go to freestateproject.org, learn more about it. And actually, there's a great opportunity for you to actually learn more in real life, in person, by coming up here to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening February 20th through the 23rd. So we're actually 3 weeks out at this point. 3 weeks from tonight, we will be broadcasting live from the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Looking forward to being there and seeing all kinds of Free Talk Live listeners, because, you know, it almost doubles like a Free Talk Live convention.
Sure.
I mean, there are so many Free Talk Live listeners that attend this event. It's really a blast. And again, we're going to be there, but also great speakers like Naomi Wolf, Jeffrey Tucker, Jim Bovard, Cody Wilson from Defense Distributed, the creator of the Liberator, the 3D printable gun. He's going to be there speaking. Patrick Byrne from Overstock.com is booked to speak as well. Of course, lots of great activists will be there speaking. And the most important part is to be around hundreds of other people who actually understand freedom and to kind of experience that community and to feel what that's like. Because you can have that all the time. If you're in New Hampshire, you can be around liberty activists every day if you want to. There's just so much going on here. I was actually in a courtroom today to support Eric Freerock. He's the host of the Cop Block radio show. He had a trial for a total BS pullover or arrest that happened during a DUI checkpoint. He wasn't drunk, hadn't been drinking, but he didn't produce his license fast enough for the cop.
Oh, wow.
So he was charged with what's called disobeying an officer. It's a misdemeanor charge, and they consider it a major motor vehicle violation.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, if he disobeys an officer five times, he'll be prevented from driving for a long time.
Well, how did the court case go? Is it still ongoing?
He was found guilty.
He was found guilty, okay.
Yeah. And we can talk more about that at another time. I've got the video of it. I'll be posting it to Free Keys.
Sure. I'm just wondering, you know, for the purposes of a legal argument, I mean, could you say, like, you know, how exactly long is too long? Do they have a time stipulation? Is it written in the law somewhere?
He was asked three times, apparently, and did not show. But what he didn't respond by refusing. Now, the law says you're supposed to be found guilty of this if you've refused to show ID.
Sure.
He asked questions in return, like, well, am I being detained? Or am I free to go? So
right.
He kind of came back with some of these questions, and the cop didn't like that very much, so he arrested him.
Right.
So anyway, again, video coming out. I'll post that to freekeen.com when it's available. Let's get back to the story here at BND.com. It's almost done. It's about an 11-year-old girl. She's been doing her own cupcake business for 2 years, and she's sold hundreds of cupcakes. She's sold so many, she's lost track. She's expanded. She's bought new equipment for the kitchen. They added a whole refrigerator. They added an extra mixer. And
so she got major news media about her cupcake business, right? And then the government, gave her a contract to provide all the cupcakes for their offices, right? And they started to subsidize her.
No, I'm afraid the story doesn't go in that direction. The next story does have to do with the government, though. I'll give you that much of a hint. And again, longtime listeners know how this story pans out, even though we've never read this story before. Whenever a business, a home-based business, gets attention from a news media company, there's usually one thing that happens. We'll get to that. But first, a little bit more about her successful business, because she did an amazing job.
Right.
I mean, for an 11-year-old, she's been selling hundreds of cupcakes. She says her largest order has been 220 cupcakes,
wow,
which she also donated for another cancer fundraiser. She says some orders have been smaller, according to the story, but no small task. Take the 12 pairs of high heel cupcakes she made for a birthday party. She says it takes about 5 minutes for each one. She said of the engineering and decorating required. Each cupcake is the foot of the shoe with a Milano cookie attached to it with icing as the arch. The tall heel connected to the arch is a filled cylindrical cookie called a pirouette. also tackled Christmas tree cupcakes over the holidays, delivering them to residents of the Arbors in Fairview Heights. Chloe topped each cupcake with an ice cream sugar cone and then frosted them in green. Very creative. She says, I may never make those again. They took a long time. She just finished a Minecraft cake for a friend's birthday. February orders include sock monkey cupcakes for a baby shower. And about that bank account, again, her mom said she was going to match every dollar she puts into a savings account up until she turns 16. She says that a car at 16 would be sweet, but Chloe has her mind on more important goals. She really hopes someday to meet New Jersey baker Buddy Velastro, who stars in The Cake Boss on TV. Chloe said of her long-range plan, I'm saving for a bakery.
That's amazing that I mentioned Cake Boss.
And there you go.
Mentioned in the article. Fantastic.
She was inspired. This girl's inspired, man. I mean, she went to a cupcake-making class, and that's what kicked this off for her when she was 9 years old, and now she's 11. And she says she's saving for a bakery. Well, according to this next story from DailyCaller.com, hopefully she's got enough, because guess who came calling? Your loving government.
Yep.
They're just there to keep you safe.
Right.
Story from Daily Caller. Yeah,
how many people has she poisoned with her poisonous, vile, disease-ridden cupcake?
Surely the government has been receiving calls
She's
from
only 11. She can't possibly understand health code practices.
Right? And I'm sure the government health code department has been getting call after call after call from disappointed, angry customers with these cupcakes. No, that's not it at all. What happened? Well, guess what? People in the government read the article. They read the newspaper. They saw the story, according to DailyCaller.com, and they called, according to Heather, Chloe's mother, and they said they were shutting us down.
Oh, my goodness. She's only 11. We can't take our cut from her.
Officials told Sterling Chloe that Chloe could continue selling cupcakes on the condition that the family buy a bakery or build her a kitchen separate from the one we have. Obviously, we can't do that, her mother told reporters. We've already given her a little refrigerator to keep her things in, and her grandparents bought her a stand mixer. The elder Sterling said that she was willing to get her daughter any necessary licenses or permits to operate a business, but could not meet the health department's other demands. Because it's not just about getting a piece of paper.
Right.
It's not just about paying a bribe. It's about protecting existing businesses. There's probably a candy store or some sort of store that may sell cupcakes there in Troy, and they've probably paid for their permits, and they've got their government-approved kitchen with all the government-approved vent hoods and refrigerators and of course, industrial-quality professional equipment, which, you know, costs an S-load more money than just going out to Target and buying a mixer.
Right.
855-450-FREE. So we'll tell you more about the shutdown here in moments and what it is that was demanded. This ridiculous state destroying people's dreams and lives. 855-450-FREE, and maybe you support what the state's doing. We'd love to hear from you.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now.
Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More about the young lady, 11-year-old girl who has been for 2 years of her life making cupcakes. She's living her dream. This is her business. She's been selling hundreds of these things to presumably satisfied customers. It wasn't a customer complaint that brought in the state. It was her success that brought in the state. We'll tell you more about her story here in moments, but I want to tell you about the Freedom Cam right now. Your most likely time of encountering the police is when you're on the roads behind the wheel, and the Freedom Cam can protect you, or at least it can help you in an incident with, say, a rogue cop or some sort of, or any cop encounter. FreedomCam.net is two video cameras built into one little black box. And there's also GPS in there as well. So the camera, there's one camera that faces front, so over the hood of your car. There's another camera that faces internally into the cab. Mm-hmm. And there's, of course, a microphone as well. So you've got audio and video, two video feeds at all times. And that GPS is active. So when you go and you use the playback software, you can see both video playing simultaneously. You can also see a map of where your car was, how fast you were going, where you were going, etc. Very useful stuff, and it actually has like a battery operation mode as well. So normally it just runs when you're mm-hmm. running the car, but if you get into an accident, then if, let's say, your battery cable gets disconnected in the accident,
sure.
and then power gets disconnected from the Freedom Cam, no worries, there's that battery in there that's going to kick in, and it'll keep going for at least another 10 or 15 seconds. So you'll record everything that happens during that accident, including the aftermath of the crash
right.
as well. Very useful. So whether it's for an accident or a police officer harassing you, freedomcam.net gives you that objective record that you won't have otherwise, because otherwise it's your word versus the cop. And this is the ultimate witness. Freedomcam.net, they take Bitcoin. Huh.
That brings up a concern for me, actually, because my car, you know, when you turn off the engine, which I would be probably expected to do in any sort of police stop,
mm-hmm.
the battery all the connections to the battery turn off.
You could leave it in the accessory mode, and this would probably work.
And they say, oh, you just turn off the engine and leave that. Right. Yeah, okay, I see what you're saying.
So freedomcam.net. We're going to go to the phones here, and then I'm going to tell you the rest of the story about this 11-year-old girl who has been attacked by the state because she was a successful business lady. Let's go first, though, to Aaron in Ohio. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Johnson.
Yeah, I'm calling to ask you a question about something and your opinion on something.
Okay, sure.
It's considered by many people to be sort of a conspiracy theory, although that's a conspiracy that I believe because I think there's enough evidence to support it. What do you guys think of the whole the United States during World War II with Pearl Harbor? What do you guys think of the whole thing of the United States government provoking the Japanese government to attack Pearl Harbor, so that way the Americans have an excuse to go into World War II?
There's a lot of evidence for that. There's the McCollum memo is what it was called, where they go over, I believe it was 8 points of essentially strategy to maneuver the Japanese into a position of where they would be more likely to attack the United States and thereby give the U.S. excuse to roust people into war. So there's a lot of evidence out there for that, and anybody that looks into it.
I thought that there was documentation that came out that just essentially that's not even a conspiracy anymore, that's essentially proven true.
It's basically true. I mean, the McCollum memo is essentially, that's all you really need to look up. Mcollum, I believe, right, is how you spell that. But, yeah, Google that one, and you'll find all kinds of interesting info. So, yeah, I'm on board there, Aaron. It makes total sense.
I first heard about it from Harry Brown, so.
Mm-hmm. Is that all you needed, or was there more you wanted to share?
I wanted to say, because I read the memo, and it's actually very interesting stuff. It's very similar. Like, do you think that's how the government is working today in terms of like with all the different terrorists that, you know, that hate America? A lot of people say hate is for our freedoms and all that nonsense. That's kind of how the government works today. Like, they're basically trying to like Bin Laden talked about he was, how if the United States government would leave him alone in the way he was, he wouldn't have been so hostile against them.
Absolutely true. That is what Bin Laden said.
I don't know if it's intentional, though, because I think that our government has gotten to the point of where it's just so stupid and aggressive that it just doesn't understand anymore. Like, it's not like we're going to attack them so they attack us back. Like, there's that intent. I think that during Pearl Harbor, there may have been that attempt, that intent. They were trying to starve, you know, people out in Japan and, you know, blockade trade routes and whatnot. But, like, with what's going on in Iraq, I mean,
I agree.
Just a bunch of dumb troops in there just shooting people up, and we're fighting for freedom.
I agree. I think the answer is it depends. So, like in the issue of terrorism, say, for instance, when it comes to Osama bin Laden, as you suggested there, Aaron, I think that wasn't something that they had planned for. That was just something where they were warmongering in the Middle East, and those are the natural consequences of that. However, there are the incidents of so-called domestic terror plots where we find that the FBI is actually out there essentially ginning up the terrorism by finding essentially dupes, people who are not so bright, who are willing to be talked into doing bombings, and then these undercover FBI agents essentially give them bombs and give them money and give them, you know, the truck and give them everything that they need to go and pull the trigger on this bomb, which isn't actually a real bomb, and then they go and they arrest the person, and they act like, well, this person was going to blow someone up. Well, no, they wouldn't have had it not been for your agent talking them into it. So, yes and no, I would say, is the
I mean, we've been killing people's families in the Middle East.
Who?
We, yeah.
I've
exactly.
never killed anyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnson, please.
We, United States.
Not me.
Yeah,
that's
not
them.
Me either. But
I didn't believe it.
Yeah, the United States has been killing people in the Middle East 50 years?
More
than that, probably. But pretty obviously and pretty openly since the Kennedy administration. So, you know, it's like, if somebody blows up your family, you know, you see your parents, your sister, your brother, your aunts, your uncles, whoever, your cousins, blown to pieces in front of you, chances are you're going to want to kill the guys who did it. Period.
Aaron, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you at 855-450.
You know, people get mad, you know, when people like me shout things like, "Erpadoo, we're fighting for freedom, woo!" But really, you know, these troops, a lot of them are just ignorant. Just, they don't even understand that,
they're 18.
Yeah.
How smart.
Well, yeah, I know, but
the average 18-year-old? You know,
I don't think it necessarily matters anymore. It's gotten to the point where, like, there are some people who are full-grown adults who are just... I go through life. I don't know a thing about a thing. Yeah. You know, like, I've been drinking beer for 20 years.
Trust the government. They'll be honest with you.
You know, whether or not you're 18 or not, I think, you know, the older I get, I realize that your age has very little bearing on actually how much you are aware of things in life. By the time you're 18, you're either aware or you aren't, and you're probably going to be at that level of awareness for most of the rest of your life, generally.
I think that's pretty cynical. I mean, I'm definitely not the same person I was when I was 18 at all.
Sure.
Not even close.
But you were probably at 18.
I was
light years ahead of everyone else around you.
I was coming into the Liberty Movement at 18. I was certainly not as principled then as I am today. But you got to give people... Give people a break, I think. I mean, they are raised by the state, essentially. You spend 8 hours a day in government schools, which is constant indoctrination for the state. And so we shouldn't be surprised when a lot of them are excited by the idea of joining the military. I even considered joining the military when I was in high school, just because I thought it'd be cool, because I'd watched a bunch of war movies when I was, a youngster. So let's change gears, though, back to the story here from the Daily Caller. Just to give you the rest of the story, again, 11-year-old girl running a successful cupcake business out of her home. She's been expanding the business. She's had 2 years worth of running this business. She's had hundreds of cupcakes that she's made for clients, various different types. Very creative young lady, very entrepreneurial. And now it's all been crushed by the town of Troy in Illinois. They called. They said they're shutting us down, said Chloe's mother. She told this to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. This is after a newspaper ran one of those kind of feature articles we read at the beginning of the show about this. They said they've got to get they've got to buy their own bakery, or they can build a kitchen separate from the one that they have. Even though mom was willing to get whatever license, she says she can't meet these demands. She says, a separate kitchen? Who can do that? You know who can do that? People with money. That's who. The people with the capital, the money in the hand to be able to go and buy whatever ridiculous professional mandated equipment the city is forcing down businesses' throats. And that means that hardly anybody can do it, which is why there's hardly any choice in the marketplace. Because people who are not so rich are prevented from creating businesses.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the No-No Hair Removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. And you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them to you. And you can actually help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. You go to shop.freetalklive.com and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Shop.freetalklive.com allows you to get whatever it is you want to get online. You're probably going to shop at Amazon anyway, so if you shop through that link, then Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. And it's a fairly decent cut. Amazon cuts us at least 7% off of pretty much everything, with the exception of electronics. I think that one's only 4%. But still, it's a big deal for us when you do that. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You get the stuff you want at the same great Amazon prices you're used to, the same Super Saver shipping, all that stuff. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Amazon sends us a cut of the sale. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. Now, want to make sure you know about Pro XPN. It is a global virtual private network. They bring us the phone, bring you the phone lines here, the toll-free lines here on Free Talk Live, and they can help you protect your privacy online in a few different ways. One, they can protect your location, because with Pro XPN, it's a virtual private network, so you're connecting to their server. And they have different servers around the world with their premium account. You can select which server that you connect to. And then to the website you visit, it'll appear as though your location is now wherever the server is that you've chosen. So that's handy.
If you want to watch the BBC.
Well, right, there are some things online that will restrict your ability to watch them if you are in certain countries. So if you want to change your country, you can just change your server on ProXPN. So proxpn.com/FTL, that's one of the things they do. They also encrypt your entire data connection, meaning that your ISP, your internet service provider, will no longer be able to log what you're doing online. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit and every search term you enter for up to 5 years. That can stop tonight. You can go to proxpn.com/FTL. Get their app. There's Windows, Mac, iOS, Android versions. There's also a set of instructions to get ProXPN working for Linux. It's a little bit different. The rest of them, it's just an app you just install, and it starts working, and it's great. So you download the app, you get it going, and then you're protected from your ISP snooping on you. You're protected from, let's say you've got your ProXPN on your laptop, and you're out at a coffee shop. Well, if you've got ProXPN running, the coffee shop administrator of their network can't look at what you're doing either. Nobody who's sniffing your Wi-Fi packets will be able to figure out what you're doing. They're not going to be able to steal your bank account information or anything like that, because you're encrypted thanks to ProXPN. Again, go to proxpn.com/FTL. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, because you can go there and get a free account right now, but when you're ready to upgrade to the premium account for unlimited bandwidth and you can choose which server you connect to, You can use our discount code and save 20% for the lifetime of the account. That's FTL20 is the discount code over at proxpn.com/FTL. If you got Bitcoin and want to spend those, you can buy the annual plan and get 33% off. And by the way, that 20% off code, the FTL20, that works on their annual plan. It works on the monthly plan and the 6-month. But obviously the best deals with the annual plan where that breaks your price down to $5 a month. So $5 a month for extra privacy online seems like a no-brainer. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go check it out. You got nothing to lose. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. If for whatever reason you're not satisfied, you can get your money back. ProXPN.com/FTL. Code FTL20. As we continue here, a young lady, she's 11 years old. She's been shut down. Stopped from running her cupcake business, which she'd been running just fine for 2 years. She sold hundreds of cupcakes. She didn't receive a complaint. The busy, busy bureaucrats there in Troy, Illinois, saw the news story about what she was doing. There was one of those kind of newspaper puff pieces about how cool this is that this young lady's an entrepreneur and successful, which is a great story, and we shared that with you. But then they called up her mom and said, well, you've got to build your own bakery or buy a bakery or build a brand new kitchen separate from your existing kitchen. And I'm sure there was all kinds of specifications that went along with that. And so her mom says, who can do that? She's bewildered by this. When reporters approached the health department spokes bureaucrat about the county's decision to shut down Chloe's business, she said that she was doing it for the sake of the public.
Right.
The rules are the rules. It's for the protection of the public health, said Ms. Yeager, Amy Yeager.
It would be great to have them just show up at the next step and be like, oh, really? If that's your only reason, is that your only reason? Okay, so we've got you on record saying that, so we're going to go to the next town meeting. We're going to have the people vote.
Yeah, that's not going to work, I have a feeling.
Yeah, of course it wouldn't work.
I've got another...
But you know it's not the will of the people.
No, it's definitely not. Because her customers...
It's the will of that stupid bureaucrat who's protecting businesses.
Right. Her customers' will is to buy the cupcakes that they've been buying for 2 years happily. She says the guidelines apply to everyone. People will react how they choose to react, she added. But it is our job. So, anyway, they go on and talk a little bit more about her business, which we already told you about. And that's it, man. They're shutting down.
Yeah.
It's over.
Well, you know what? I would like to, if anybody knows anybody at the Food Network, because there's a lot of these shows. I actually watch some of the Food Network shows. Like, I've got some favorites, like Chopped, where they, you know, these contestants, like, fight over, you know, who can make the best meal in short, you know, rounds or whatnot. And there's another one I watch, Kitchen Nightmares. You know, I mentioned Cake Boss earlier, but Kitchen Nightmares, this guy, Gordon Ramsay, goes around and he cleans up bad businesses. Well, I've seen him on these shows go in and, like, literally replace a kitchen with, like, high-end equipment. You know, like, just thousand, you know, multi-thousand dollar ovens, Sub-Zero refrigerators, all that type of stuff. And I could see if she, you know, has already made it into the media with all this, where she's saying stuff like about how she's got a passion and saw this because of Cake Boss. There's an opportunity there for the Food Network to go in and just give her a kitchen.
That's true. And again, this is relatively fresh news. Let's see, it was printed today, the story about the shutdown.
Sure.
So this is breaking news. There certainly is a chance that somebody's going to come in and swoop in to a rescue and, all right, well, let's go and make sure you're compliant here, little missy, because this is the way we do business in America.
Sure.
But it teaches the wrong lesson, of course, when that happens. It teaches the lesson that, well, if you're 11 years old, then people will feel sorry for you when you get shut down. But if she were 18... or she were, you know, in her 30s and she were doing the same thing. Like, I remember there was a story about a woman who was making homemade ice cream. I think it was also Illinois, if I'm recalling correctly. It was a couple of years since we've done this story. But she was making homemade ice cream, and it was like fresh ingredients, like fresh raw milk and fresh strawberries. And what happened? Well, there was a newspaper article about her wonderful ice cream business, and then the health department came in and told her, whoa, lady, you can't be making ice cream with raw milk. You can't be using fresh strawberries. You need to use frozen strawberries, and you need to use pasteurized milk. And so basically they just destroyed, like, even if she wanted to follow their instructions, it would destroy her business model, because fresh was her business model.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just tragic. And then nobody came to her rescue. She just shut down. It's over. Now, go ahead. Go get yourself a job, lady.
Right.
you've been running your own business. You've been successful at it. Now the government's telling you, you need to stop. So what do you do then? You're SOL. You got to go and find work somewhere. And that's like the worst thing, one of the worst things that could happen to somebody who's living their dream of creating the product and service that they believe they were born to create.
Right.
It's tragic. Let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything that you want. Maybe you take the health department's side in this. I'd love to hear someone defend the health department, please. Jeremy, though, is listening in St. George, Utah to KZNU. Hey, Jeremy. Jeremy in St. George, going once. Jeremy in St. George, going twice. Tell you what, maybe we're having some phone difficulties on the network side. I'm going to put you on hold, Jeremy, and maybe they'll be able to pick up there and see if maybe he's in a bad cell. You never know what's going on there. But it's just tragic when you see these stories. And I hope that for her sake, somebody does come along and somehow rescue her. But, God, I mean, just imagine the costs involved here. Even if they built another kitchen, okay, so let's say the Food Network does come in.
Sure.
Swoops into her rescue, and they're going to build her a whole new kitchen. Well, there's probably not... I mean, unless they're going to add on to the house,
right?
There's probably not a lot of room to do that there. So then what? You've got a new location that you have to go to. Now, somebody's going to pay that rent, and maybe the Food Network will do it for a little while, but that's not going to go on forever.
Right.
And is this young lady making enough money on cupcakes to pay for a storefront? I highly doubt it.
Right.
Highly, highly doubt it. And plus, she's also going to school. I mean, she's forced by the government to go to government schools. So she's probably in school for 8 hours a day. She's likely doing the cupcake baking at nighttime when she gets a few moments from her homework load that they pile on her. Maybe she can do some of the work on the weekends, but she's probably busy all day and all night between school and this. How are you going to run a storefront? How's that even going to be possible?
Right.
I mean, so it's not really even a viable thing. This is a home-based business. It's a business that people should be able to do. If you want to make food for people from your home and they're willing to consent to buying it, that should be the end of it. But no, this is about keeping the people safe, according to the health department.
Which is, of course, nonsense.
Well, that is nonsense, and it is for the reasons we suggested earlier, which, of course, is to protect existing businesses. Because, well, gosh darn it, there are people out there who've gone and paid all the money for the licenses and the refrigerators.
And the health department only finds it when there's a huge media story, because if you know, if you've ever worked for any sort of a private company, the private inspectors show up, like, 30 times as often as any of government inspector does.
Yeah, lots of chain companies have more vigorous inspections than the state. Hour 2's on the way. You can share your thoughts here at Free Talk Live.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth. Ooh, I feel bad for that tissue.
I have a cold that took NyQuil, but I'm still stuffy.
So you're saying you have a cold, took NyQuil cold and flu liquid gels, but you're still stuffy. Should have taken Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels. They fight your toughest cold symptoms, plus have a fast-acting decongestant to relieve your stuffy nose.
What?
Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels relieve nasal congestion. That's why.
It's good to know. Oh, what a relief it is.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Woolery. After putting a few thousand couples together on Love Connection, you know that nothing kills romance faster than bad breath. Smart Mouth gets at the cause of bad breath without the burn, and you get clean breath for about 12 hours. Other mouthwashes only prevent bad breath for about an hour. Gum and mints, now they just cover it. Use Smart Mouth in the morning for great breath all day. Rinse in the evening for clean, kissable breath all night. You can even wake up without morning breath. Smart Mouth. For 12 hours of real clean breath, look for the green box at your favorite store.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.